Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. And like I do always, I'm going to read this devotion from the Suffer Well series, and then I'm going to discuss it. But before I even read it, today's topic is God bless you. And we're going to discuss this topic because how many times or how often do you tell people God bless you or God's blessings are on you? And we're going to look at this today because I'm very careful about the words I choose in thinking about the character of Yahweh and what His Word truly says about things. So I'm going to read this. This is the 290th devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series. And just remember those two words, suffer well, suffer well. So we read, how frequently do people everywhere casually use this salutation, God bless you? Oftentimes it is expressed to anyone at any time, substituted for goodbye, see you later, or take care. And in writing sincerely, it's even your conditioned good manners response to someone who sneezes in your presence. Let's explore two patterns related to the true blessings of Yahweh. Pattern number one, His blessings apply only to His people, Israel. Those who have been redeemed by the shedding of Yahshua's blood. Remember that at the time you were separate from Messiah, once Gentiles, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without the Almighty in the world. But now the Messiah Yeshua, in Him, you who were once far away have been brought near to Him by the shed blood of Messiah, Ephesians 2, 12 and 13. Ephesians 2, verses 12 and 13. You can only be brought near by shed blood, because without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness, Hebrews 9, 22. And then it is only by the shedding of His blood, Yeshua warned, no one comes to the Father except through Me, John 14, verse 6. Other than that, Yahweh's blessings are foreign to you. Your destiny is the way of the Gentiles, the way of the nations. The wicked go down to the realms of the dead. All the nations that forget the Mighty One, Psalms 9:17. To the nations saying or hearing, God bless you, amounts to nothing more than a fulfillment of the words of the prophet Isaiah as echoed by Yahshua Himself. These people honor Me with their lips, but their hearts are far from Me. Mark 7 verse 6, from Isaiah 29 verse 13. Pattern number two, Yahweh's people only receive His blessings through obedience to Him. All the nations of the earth will be blessed, all because you have obeyed My voice. Genesis 22, 18. Now, if you will obey Me and keep My covenant, you will be My own special treasure from among all the people of the earth. For all the earth belongs to Me, Exodus 19, verse 5. And for those who claim, it is now different with Yeshua. While Yeshua was speaking, a woman in the crowd shouted, how blessed is the mother who gave birth to you, to the breast that nursed you. And Yeshua replied, rather, how blessed are those who hear and obey the Mighty One's word, Luke 11, 27 and 28. Call the commands, call them laws, call them instructions, call them whatever you like. As long as you obey them, the earth dries up and withers. The world wastes away and withers. The great leaders of the earth waste away. The earth is polluted by those who live on because they've disobeyed Yahweh's teachings, violated His laws, and rejected His everlasting covenant. Isaiah 24, verses 4 and 5. Next time before you say, God bless you to someone, consider whether they keep His commands, as Yahweh blessings are not randomly poured out. Would you consider something new, something that adheres to the patterns, something that allows you to share true hope in a mighty one who does not change and cannot lie? Numbers 23:19. In your next salutation, consider this instead. May Yahweh bless you as you obey him. Now, this is a blessing that will actually be answered. A blessing from Yahweh Almighty himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is our devotional for today, to understand that. Now, people think I personally am a rude person. They say I'm not considerate. When somebody sneezes, I don't say anything. But I like what it says here. May Yahweh bless you as you obey him. That's a very interesting way to put it. But to put Yahweh's blessings or suggest of Yahweh's blessings on somebody just because they sneeze. Yahweh, protect me and bless me. But we think about these things. Now, let's look at some scriptures and do a little teaching on this idea of blessings. And may Yahweh bless all of you out there that are seeking him is what I tell people. May he answer your prayers according to your obedience to him is what I personally say. But it says here in one of the most popular prayers in all of scripture, in Numbers 6:24 to 26, may Yahweh bless you and protect you. May Yahweh smile on you and be gracious to you. And may Yahweh show his favor and give you his peace. So this is a prayer. May Yahweh bless you and protect you. Now, the scripture is clear about who gets the blessings and who doesn't. The scriptures talk about obedience and blessing going hand in hand, and curses and disobedience going hand in hand. It's all over scripture. It's all over scripture. If we go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 to 5, it talks about the blessings and the curses based on obedience and disobedience. As a matter of fact, the Bible is a book of opposites. You have good versus evil, life versus death, and blessings versus curses. And those that are obedient, it says in Deuteronomy 28, it says, if, underline and highlight that word, if you fully obey Yahweh, your Elohim, and carefully keep all his commands I am giving you today, then Yahweh, your Elohim, will set you high above all the nations of the world, and you will experience these blessings if you obey Yahweh, your Elohim. So this is the word right here. But remember the words, if and keep. If you keep, you will get these blessings. If you keep, you will get these blessings. Now, here's the thing. And it goes on to say the blessings. Your towns and your fields will be blessed. Your children and your crops will be blessed. The offspring of your herds and flocks will be blessed. And your fruit baskets and bread baskets will be blessed. Yahweh's covering you. He's giving you these things. And then it goes on to say later in the chapter, if you do not keep the commands, all of them, and if you do not obey them, you will have curses upon you. Your towns and fields will not be blessed. Your children and crops will not be blessed. The offspring of your herds and flocks will not be blessed. The fruit baskets and bread baskets will not be blessed. So the Bible has a lot to say about blessings and things about blessings. And what I often say is there's the fruits of the Spirit. And the fruits of the Spirit are the true blessings that we get today. See, when it says your towns and your fields will be blessed, it doesn't necessarily mean that they will have be prosperous and with the money and the money will be flowing and nice cars will be driving down the streets. Yahweh protects those who love him. He protects those who seek him. Your towns will be protected. Your children and your crops will be blessed versus cursed. Your offspring, the offspring of your animals will be blessed. The fruit baskets and bread baskets will be blessed. So these are literally physical blessings for keeping his commandments as it talks about in the original covenant. But Yeshua came to bring something even more powerful and more spiritual and to expound on the fruits of the Spirit. And it says in the Beatitudes, in verse 5, it says, now when Yeshua saw the crowds, he went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him and he began to teach them. So he was teaching those that were following him. And not only did the original covenant talk about the physical blessings that will happen for those that physically obey. Well, when Yeshua says in the word, your righteousness must be greater of the Pharisees. That's powerful. That's really powerful. When Yeshua says that, your righteousness must be greater than those of the Pharisees. He's not only talking about the works that are being done. He's now talking about the attitude with those works. He's taking it even to another level. The Pharisees and sages were keeping the Torah. They were keeping the guidelines and instructions. But they did it with pride, and they were also adding to it. The word says, do not add or take away, but keep my commandments. But their real issue was the pride. It was their attitude towards keeping the commandments. So it's not only keeping the commandments that will get you the blessing. It's keeping the commandments with the right attitude, with the attitude of Yeshua. That's what it says. And that's where the true blessings come in. Not only will you get the physical blessings, but even more important, you will get the physical blessings of the fruits of the Spirit, the calmness amongst the rough times out there, the joy that nobody can take away, the patience, and all these things. It's a beautiful thing. Think about what Yeshua said in Matthew 5, and he says, he went to tell his disciples, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will show mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see Yahweh. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of Yahweh. Blessed are those who are persecuted of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Now remember, he's speaking to the disciples. And he's talking about blessings now that are upon them because of him. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. That's the greatest blessing. For in the same way, the persecuted and the prophets were before you blessed. We remember this. So you have the physical things, the obedience we need to do. And it goes on to say in Matthew 5:17, do not think I've come to abolish the law of the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill them. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass, not one of the smallest letters nor the least stroke of the pen will by any means disappear from the word of Yahweh until everything is accomplished. Therefore, anyone who sets aside any one of the least of these commands and teaches others according will be called the least in the kingdom of heavens. But those who practice and teach these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and of the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. And we think about the original covenant, which give us the physical blessings for physically obeying his law, his instructions and his guidelines. And then Yeshua spiritualizing that and talking about these blessings that are coming on people. Yes, for seeking and doing the word, of course, because Yeshua did not change the word, but he talked about an attitude that we must take on to get those blessings of the fruit of the Spirit. And we think about that. And everyone, he opens up to the opportunity of us being blessed. And we see these different things about the blessings in Scripture. The Bible says in James 1:25, if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then Yahweh will bless you for doing it. John 13:17 says, now that you know these things, Yahweh will bless you for doing them. For doing them. So there's a physical blessing that goes along with physically doing the commandments of our Creator. And there are curses for physically not doing them. Remember, though, We're not saved by doing anything. We're saved through the grace and the mercy and the salvation of Yeshua's blood, the wonderful Messiah that gives us that redemption, that puts us in the opportunity to make that choice that would lead us to that salvation call on Judgment Day. The physical blessings we get for obedience. But then the real true blessing that comes is the spiritual side of these things. You know, so we need to make sure that if we truly get this and we're truly seeking purity and holiness, it says in Luke 11:28, Yeshua replied, even more blessed are those who hear the word of Yahweh and put it into practice. So now look at that. We have the spiritual side of these things in Matthew. The blessed and poor in spirit who mourn, the blessed are the meek. You'll still get these blessings if you have the right attitude. But then when it goes on to say in Luke, but even more blessed are all hear the word of Yahweh and put it into practice. And I will submit to you today that many so-called Christians or believers out there in Yeshua today are missing out on those more blessings because they are not putting the word into practice. In fact, many of them are reaping curses upon themselves and giving in to the enemy because they are disobeying Yahweh's guidelines and instructions. Remember, we have this great opportunity. It says in Revelation 1:3, blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and take heart to what is written, because the time is near. We look at all of the different types of blessings that there are in Scripture, but we think about that question. And I used to think about that. Do we have to do the works to be blessed? Without doing any works, we're already blessed. Yeshua died for sinners. He died for us with deceitful hearts. He's trying to bless us with the Holy Spirit before we even changed, so we would change. And when we change, we're able to accept that. But that gift, that amazing blessing of the Holy Spirit that helps us change, was given to us in our wickedness even before we've changed. We can only accept that when we're going to continue that call and change. So we all have these wonderful blessings or these opportunities for these great blessings. But we look at what it says in the Scriptures about the physical and the spiritual and all the different types of blessings out there. And I always say, do not cut yourself short. Be the best you can be for Yahweh and receive the best that He has to offer. Don't stop at the spiritual side of things. Be obedient to His word, to the smallest letter, to the smallest jot, and the smallest tittle. Be extremely, extremely over the top for Yahweh and His commandments. It says in John 1:16, from His abundance, we have all received one gracious blessing after another. But it also says, even more blessed are those that will do my will. It's a beautiful thing. It's so wonderful. And then it talks about the blessings not stopping with us. And this is really important and powerful. It says in Genesis 12:2, and I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing to others. And right there, it's very simple to me. We need to go and let other people know about the blessings Yahweh has given you and how you've received more blessings. We need to tell people the blessing they're getting by accepting Yeshua as the Messiah. What they decide to do with that is up to them. But we need to let people know. It says in 2 Corinthians 9:8, and Yahweh is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. All the glory be to Him. Hallelujah. In all your work, you're doing that. We think about these things. We think about that's what was a revelation to me. When I got into keeping the Torah and the guidelines and being obedient to our Creator, I could get the attitude of the Pharisees with pride. Well, I keep the commandments, so I get blessed. and you don't keep the commandments, but you're cursed. Everything was on a physical level. And that's true. But the pride that goes along with that, saying, well, I'm doing something to receive these blessings versus not doing something, you know, and not receiving these blessings. It's limiting yourself. But the true revelation came to me when I looked at the spiritual side of things and looked at the attitude of Yeshua. And that's why it says your works must go beyond those of the Pharisees that kept the law, but they didn't have the right attitude. James 1 verse 12 says, blessed is the man that endures temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which Yahweh has promised them that love him. We think about that. So when we hear about this, it says in Psalms 32 verses 1 and 2, how blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. How blessed is the person against whom Yahweh does not change iniquity, in whose spirit there is no deceit. My eyes were opened up into a whole new world of the spiritual side of blessings, not only the physical side of blessings. You know, it says in Psalms 1:1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits at the seat of scoffers. Blessed are those who are hungry, and you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep, for you shall laugh. You understand? Taking it beyond just the physical blessings that we get for being obedient, even beyond that. And I speak to you, my brothers and sisters out there, because I know many of you have felt in the same trap that I've fallen. You limit it yourself. Just like there are people in the Word of Yahweh that limit themselves of receiving physical blessings in their life because they're not doing or practicing the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And there's others that are limiting themselves on the spiritual blessings in their life because they're not doing it with the right attitude. And when you can do these things with the attitude, helping others and loving others and not caring what others think about this. Psalms 145 says, how blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in Yahweh, his Elohim. Hallelujah. 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 Psalms 3 verse 5 says, I lie down and I sleep. I wake up again because Yahweh sustains me. What a great blessing. Some people will say, well, we're not blessed if we're not keeping the guidelines and instructions. And I tell you, every breathing moment of our life is a blessing because it gives us that opportunity to draw closer to Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. In essence, every single person walking is blessed. We might not have the blessings of the spiritual abundance out there, or we might not have the blessings of certain physical abundance out there, but for when you have the fruits of the Spirit, you have blessings upon you. But even the blessings that you don't see on a daily basis. For the man with feet can say, I have feet and legs. For the man with no feet can say, I have legs. For the man with no legs can say, I have arms. Every single one of us is blessed tremendously in this gift called life. And the grace and the mercy in our Creator, blessings upon us all. Do not cut yourself short, though. Do not stop there. Yahweh wants us to go to the extreme for him so it can be turned around. And he will give us more blessings than we could ever imagine. More blessings than ever imagine. Job 5:17 says, blessed is the one whom Yahweh corrects, so that not discipline is, so that they not despise the discipline of the Almighty. And Psalms 119, 67, and 68 says, before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now I obey your word. You are good, and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees. Teach me your decrees. Psalms 37:4 says, delight yourself in Yahweh, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Psalms 4:19 says, and the Elohim will supply every need of yours according to the riches of riches in glory in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. These are the good things Yahweh planned for us a long time ago. We must understand these things. And we must understand with the right attitude we must do these things. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, whatever happens, give thanks because it is Yahweh's will and Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, that you do this. Now, when you think about that, being thankful for all things at all times, that's what's reaping the physical blessings in your life. How many people will say, why me, and get depressed and say, how come, and all this stuff? Everything in your life you need to be thankful for. That's the greatest way to get the physical blessings, is to be thankful for all the blessings that you have in your life. And stop looking at what other people have. There's a commandment that says, don't covet your neighbor. You have so many blessings in your life, and the audacity we have to look at the neighbor and say, well, look what they have. We don't have those things. Did you wake up today? Are you moving your hands and your fingers? Are you breathing? Do we have the freedom today to read the holy word of scripture anywhere at every time and to hear from our creator? Do we have the freedom today to do his will? Do we have the opportunity to go and tell other people about the great blessing? What a great blessing we have. Oh, the joys that come along with his freedom and a wonderful Messiah. There were two kind of people in scripture. You look at the slave in scripture that with joy will do the best job he could do to bring glory to Yahweh. And then you look at the slave in scripture or in general in life who will do nothing but complain, complain, and complain, not understanding the true blessings of life. We need to understand we're going to go through trials in life. There are going to come times where things aren't in our control, where things aren't according to the justice and righteousness in this wicked world we live in. But there's a kingdom here amongst us as well. And when you understand the fruits of the Spirit and the spiritual side of blessings that Yahweh puts us under, we won't have these issues. I know a lot of people that are obedient to the words of our Creator. They seek and desire to keep the commandments of our Creator, but they're still missing. They're still missing that joy and that peace. We need to get right with our Creator if he wants him to be right with us. So much joy, so much of an abundance of joy, the true blessings of life, the true blessings of life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray everyone's getting this, everyone understands this, and everyone will put this into practice because it is truly a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful day. The sun is coming up, and I look at everything, the birds, the trees. I'm able to get up and breathe. The breath of life Yahweh put in me and sustains me. Blessings all around. Have a blessed day, everybody, that's seeking Yahweh and his way. If you are seeking him, have a blessed day. If not, you're still going to have a blessed day because you awoke. But get right with him and remember, go to the extreme for our Creator and don't cut your blessings short.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. This is Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. A new year is a time for a new start and new beginnings. God doesn't want past failures to keep us from embracing this brand new year. Join us each weekend of the month of January as we highlight essentials for the new year. We meet for worship Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday at 9 or 11 a.m. At the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.